This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Fray, Teddy Swims, Mark Amber, all going to be there for Mix 104.1's Deck the Hall Ball Saturday, December 14th at Aganis Arena. Show starts at 7:30, and we have some exciting news to share. Well, it's exciting for us. It might not be so great for you, because if you didn't buy your tickets, they are gone. The show is officially sold out. Yes.
We tried to warn you.
Yep. Yeah, we knew it was happening, and credit to Sal and the team behind the scenes. They have been working hard to try and make sure we get as many tickets available as possible, opening up more sections to try and get more people in, because it was such a hot ticket.
Yep.
So if you bought a ticket, you are in. If you've not bought a ticket yet, unfortunately, you're going to have to go through the secondary market. And I was just looking at some of the prices, and it ain't cheap. So
you guys will be performing to a sold-out crowd once again.
It's super exciting. It is super exciting. It's going to be a fun night. And Sal said, well, why don't we give away a pair of tickets to Deck the Hall Ball this morning? And so we're going to be doing that. And then I think the afternoon show has some tickets to give away. Mm-hmm. And we are bringing back today one of our all-time favorite games, 8-Bit Hits.
Here's a stupid game you can play to win concert tickets and prizes. Name that song. That sounds like a video game you play in your basement. Let's all play now, Carson and Kennedy's 8-Bit Hits.
All right, you got to get three of these to win. We're going to do a test run with you first, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Oh, all right, let's go.
Take a listen to this 8-Bit Hit. It is holiday themed. And remember, all these songs sound like they could be in a video game from the 1980s.
For Christmas. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome. Nothing like Christmas tunes on an 80-degree day.
Well, I hate Christmas, but I love this song.
We're getting in the Deck the Hall Ball spirit.
So that is how the game works. You got to get all three to win. Aaron is from Hudson. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Again, you got to get all three 8-bit hits correct in order to win the tickets to Deck the Ball. Here is your first one. Take a listen to this 8-bit hit. That 8-bit hits.
Isn't it Deck the Halls.
Woo!
That's
my brain. Feel appropriate to start there because it's called Deck the Halls.
It's the season to be jolly. Done we now our gale
herald. I thought Aaron was out just that quick.
I did as well.
That was a nice save, Aaron. Again, you got to get all three right to win.
I'm a little nervous.
That's okay. It's okay. Just us here. Nobody's listening. Here's our second 8-bit hit. Take a listen. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
You will get a little feeling.
All right.
When you hear.
For all the marbles.
Singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly.
People are just turning on the radio. They're like, what the hell is going on?
I'm in shorts today. What is happening?
Am I listening to Magic 106.7? Did they already flip?
You guys, The decorations are already at Home Depot. Come on. Let's not act like this is
it's true.
That
it's
far
true.
Out of the realm of possibility.
All right. Here's the last one for 8-bit hits, Aaron. You have to get this one correct in order to win the tickets. If you get it wrong, we hang up and we go on to the next person. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Take a listen to this 8-bit hit. What do you got?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
There it is. Nice job, Aaron.
Thank you.
Yes. You saw me live. Woo. Teddy Swims. The Fray. Mark Amber. Carson and Kennedy. What a show. What a show.
I know. I'm so excited.
And now, have you been to our holiday show before?
No, I've never been.
Let's go. All right.
It's a good time. And everybody, you meet friends. Everyone's friends. That's what I love about it.
It is a lot of fun. From the 774, way too early to get Christmas songs stuck in
it
my head, guys.
Not.
Yes,
I know. I'm sorry. I felt weird doing it before Halloween, I promise.
We'll get through it together.
Well, you got a pair of tickets for this sold-out show, and we will see you there, Aaron, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Thank
Yay.
You.
Oh, of course. Thank you for listening this morning. Cannot wait for this right here. All right, it is Carson and Kennedy. We do have some more tickets to give away for the sold-out Deck the Hall Ball. All right, make sure you're listening to Greg, Fred, and Andy this afternoon to win some tickets, too, from Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.